Jones, St. Helena, California, January 28, 1906. Dear Brother Jones, I have indeed felt sad to hear of your illness. In the night season, I was standing by your side, with my hand upon your shoulder. I said, "Why are you here? You have no orders to resign your position. You may leave it for a change, but the Lord has not released you. If your health demands a change, take a change, and then, in the name of the Lord, return to your position. The Lord has not released you. But be sure to do all in your power to make everything right. There has been need of a decided reform in the officers of the church. Would that all our church members would make a business of searching their own hearts. For the work of the past 15 years needs to be carefully considered and the waste places repaired. There is much to do in seeking to encourage. We all need to have increased faith. We must make the Lord our entire trust. The Lord is not a man, that he should fail at any time. The Lord has not commissioned any soul to uproot you. In the name of the Lord, after you have done your best to clear your own soul, then trust in the Lord, and he will give you standing place for your feet. Come to Christ, the smitten rock. He is the rock that follows us. Souls that are anxious and troubled are invited to come to him. Christ understands. He is as a river of water in a dry place. Drink of the water of life and be refreshed. Christ was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He bore the wrath of an offended God, that the veriest sinner might receive pardon. He will give that wisdom of which it is written, "Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." Proverbs 3, verse 16-17. I wish to say that you have come very near to the outline I had sketched out for you. I think that you are taking the correct view of the situation. I would consider that for you to work with your hands would be the best thing for you to do. You have the opportunity to do this right at your home. When we go to Southern California, we may see you. From the light that I have, our people should have a small printing press in Redlands or Loma Linda. And when the work of holding meetings begins, you could advise and counsel and engage in the work of printing some leaflets for the work that is to be taken up. The discourses given could be printed. The blessing of the Lord will attend the placing of these printed discourses in the hands of those who know not the reasons of our faith. When you look over the situation, I think you will see a large field to work in for at least 1 year, getting things started on right lines. You have come to hold a very sensible view of things, and you will renew your courage and accomplish a good work. There are cities near Loma Linda that have scarcely been touched. We could unite our forces to help in various lines, without your having to take the burden as you have done. And now I must close. I have before me a great deal that I should be glad to do. Be of good courage.